To salvage his ragged economy, Cuban leader Raúl Castro has decreed limited free market reforms. 500,000 Cubans have started up small enterprises ranging from pizzerias to furniture makers. Last week, five of those new capitalists met with South Florida business owners and startup consultants. Sandra Aldama owns a Havana company called De Brujas that makes some of the first hypoallergenic soaps to be sold in Cuba.
Finding the most basic capital goods and suppliers is incredibly difficult, but we're achieving something that's a dream for many people in Cuba.
The entrepreneurs came at the invitation of the Washington-based Cuba Study Group, which encourages increased engagement with Cuba. The group hopes to loosen the U.S. trade embargo so investors can help build Cuba's private enterprise. One reason for last week's visit is to show Americans that the private sector growth is real. Jamina Vicente owns De Corazon, a Havana party planning business.
This is changing the image of the potential of the individual in Cuba.
Those who oppose relaxing the embargo say investment in even private Cuban businesses will only aid the Castro dictatorship. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.